Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne on the air guitar.
If the intro-outro music sounds a little different than it usually does there. I don't know. I'm not used to that one.
Yeah, that's a kind of a cool mood, you know.
Couldn't tell you what's going on.
It's intimate.
Most of the beds Ian put in, and they were, much heavier rock. Maybe that was one of them. What can I tell you? So, there's an interesting story here from ChicagoTribune.com. And I think that this really shows inefficiencies in government. People will often say that those on welfare and that kind of thing are folks that really need it. And I'm not saying that they don't. I think that there are some people who are on welfare that absolutely need it. But what I do know is, one thing that we know, is that 25% of insurance cases that are filed, insurance claims that are filed, are fraudulent. Now, this is in an area where insurance companies are pretty good at catching people. You can see the video all the time from the private investigators. The insurance companies leak these, so they, you know, get fewer people to file fraudulent claims, I guess. It benefits them to do this. You never hear about the government cracking down on fraudulent cases. And
hardly ever.
Hardly ever. And it's because they can't, really. They're inefficient themselves. How could they ever crack down? My assumption would be that if it's 25% in the marketplace where somebody is doing a pretty good job of policing it, that it's probably, you know, some percentage higher than that in the government area. Now, I am not willing to say that everybody on welfare doesn't need it, but the people who don't need it are making it that much worse for those that do. And I'd say, I don't know, go on a limb, half of them don't need it. I was just making a number up. This one,
it also depends on whether you're talking about short term or long term as well.
Right, and I think that I think most people think that welfare should be a relatively short term thing, mm-hmm. Until somebody can get on their feet and get back to to life, to being productive and all that.
And that was
generations on welfare. It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, and that was what Bill Clinton signed into law, that so-called welfare reform bill in the 90s, which did that. It took a lot of people off welfare in the long term and tried to get them back to work. I don't think a Republican could have gotten away with that, but that's kind of an example of the dialectic. When they want to get something done, they have the party that won't get as much heat or trouble.
Suggesting that Barack Obama is going to fix Medicare and Social Security?
No, I think he's going to cut them.
Well, frankly, you've got to do something with Social Security. I think that Medicare is a disaster. The average person, the average older person pays 25 cents for every dollar they get out of Medicare. That is completely unsustainable. Also, when you're talking about Social Security, we all know that people are living longer than they used to. At the very least, bump Social Security up to 70 and do something to get rid of or fix Medicare.
Well, what about the fact that since the mid-80s, Congress has been spending all the Social Security money and throwing IOU slips in a filing cabinet?
Well, this is the problem with having government run any of these things.
Right. There's too much temptation.
Trusting the government with these things, I don't trust them at all. I don't pay Social Security. I'm never going to give those people another penny in Social Security, because I know what they do with it. It's just a big waste. By the way, go to learnliberty.org/FTL and go see the video that's up there where Anthony Davies goes over the comparison of a 22-year-old either investing in Social Security or investing in some kind of account someplace, and see what the difference is. It's stunning what the difference is, and it makes you not want to put any money into Social Security.
Especially if you had really normal market interest rates where you could actually make 7% on a bank account.
Yeah,
like used to.
I don't think we're ever going to get real money. You know, just it's too tempting for government to issue free fiat currency. I'm not saying I'm not for it. I am absolutely for it. I think it's the most important issue. But
I think we are going to, because the current system is collapsing and people are losing faith in it around the world now. It isn't just the United States, around the world.
It's like asking slave masters to let their slaves free. They're not going to do it.
Well, if enough of slaves get upset and ask for it, then they have no choice.
That much is true.
Well, maybe I'm more optimistic than you, but that's okay.
A little skeptical. So this one speaks to the inefficiency in these social welfare programs. Sex offenders paid to babysit. That's right. This is by Matthew Wahlberg of the Tribune Papers here, ChicagoTribune.com. Cornelius Osborne may not seem like babysitting material. He was convicted of raping two women, a succession of felonies from robbing to failing to register as a sex offender, repeatedly sending to prison. State records show. But over more than 2 years, the state paid Osborne nearly $5,000 to babysit two children before his latest conviction for dealing drugs put him back behind bars. Osborne of Chicago wasn't the only sex offender paid by taxpayers to babysit, according to the Tribune investigation that found cases of convicted rapists, molesters, and other violent felons given access to children over the past decade. The money comes from a $750 million a year program that subsidizes child care for more than 150,000 impoverished Illinois families. So, $750 million program. They can't make ends meet there in Illinois. And
it's insane.
They're paying sex offenders to babysit.
Well, Chicago is notorious for its corruption. And if it's been corrupt for decades now, in the last decade, with everything going as crazy as it is.
This isn't corruption, though. This is absolute, laziness. This is
irresponsibility.
And, yeah, they're absolutely irresponsible. And you're going to find out, nobody gets fired for this crap.
No.
The State Department of Human Services poorly vetted babysitters for years. When a 2009 law forced them, forced better checks, it took nearly 18 months for them to start them. The newspaper's investigation of the child care assistance program found, also despite the reforms, the Tribune found that even now the state lacks safeguards to weed out babysitters who watch children while living in the homes of sex offenders and other felons deemed too dangerous. Based on those findings, the state is vowing further reforms. Now, I'm not trying to say that somebody who, you know, has been convicted of rape is somehow dangerous around children or anything like that. I'm just saying that clearly these people that administer these programs are not paying attention. I think that, sex offenders, in fact, people will tell you sex offenders are the most likely to reoffend. And this is a patently untrue statement. Now, I haven't been able to find numbers on pedophiles because they won't give you those numbers. They don't really distinguish between a person who was having, he was 19 having sex with a 16-year-old and a pedophile.
Yeah.
And I think that that's an extraordinarily important distinction.
Or how about how they've been overzealously charging people with sex offenses for peeing on the side of the road, for
example. Those things, too. I mean, it depends on the state as to whether or not that particular charge will be a sex offense, but it certainly is in some states.
Yeah.
So you can't find these things out. But sex offenders, thieves, in fact, are the most likely to reoffend. And sex offenders are well down the list of groups, murderers being the lowest, apparently. So
I wonder what percentage, Mark, of so-called sex offenders are actually a threat to society. If they're rapists, like serial rapists,
yeah,
or serial pedophiles, maybe, probably. But if they're just somebody, like you were mentioning, who's 19, who has sex with consensual sex with a 16 or 15-year-old, and
yep,
in that state it's against the law because the age of consent is,
sure,
is slightly higher, well, come on, by the time they're in 10 years, it's not going to matter.
Right.
Or even 5 years,
by the time
matter.
The case goes to trial, the girl's going to be over the age of consent anyway. And usually these cases have to do with the parents not liking the young man, as it were. And I think that that's a terrible way to break up a relationship. But, once the cops find out, then the ball's rolling and there's nothing that can be done about it.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any distinction between the varying degrees of sex offenses. Once you're labeled a sex offender, you're a sex offender.
Right, and there was an interesting story from Our America, which was on the Oprah Network I was watching, and it's showing that these, some of these guys have to live in tents. Towns that they make for themselves because the laws of them being anywhere too near a school, a playground, a church, and all these other things make it impossible for them to find places to live. And if you're making a situation more desperate for a sex offender, do you think it makes them more likely or less likely to reoffend? I mean, either kill these guys or let them return to society. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. Secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call in line. 855-450-3733. For Free Talk Live, check out the archives. We got archives running way back to 2006. And they're all completely free for you to download. I have made the claim on the show that there's no other radio program out there that gives you free downloads going back that far like Free Talk Live. I'm wrong. Somebody sent me a reminder today. NPR has downloads going way back. And so...
Yeah, but they're government-funded, partially.
There's no... Well, just barely. They wouldn't have to be. They do take the money. And, frankly, I'd take free money if the government wanted to give it to me, too. But I guess I really kind of meant commercial. So there's no other commercial program, and certainly not on the stations that people are listening to us on that have archives going back this far. But I do thank everyone for, please keep me as honest as I can so I can make accurate statements. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Go there, get MP3 archives going back to 2006. Get them for free. Free Talk Live. I told everybody I was going to give an Ian update, and I don't want to forget the Ian update. I know I'm not forgetting it. Just need to finish up this story here from ChicagoTribune.com. It's nearly impossible to determine just how many of the illegal babysitting arrangements the state has allowed. This is Illinois. The newspaper found no cases where children were harmed, although privacy laws shielded data needed to do an in-depth study. Still, the Tribune's findings are frustrating to Senator Matt Murphy, a Republican from Palatine, who pushed the reforms for mandating better checks to weed out illegal arrangements. You're talking about not only the state sanctioning, but the state creating an economic incentive for somebody with a criminal record to be in room with a kid, Murphy said. That's, frankly, not a situation that I find acceptable. And, I think that people with criminal records are more likely to commit crimes into the future. There's no doubt about that. One cannot claim otherwise. I think that people with criminal records should be given the opportunity to live and make a way for themselves. But when it comes to the state giving babysitting money, I'm thinking, bank robbers and that kind of thing, not the guys to get the money. just saying.
You mean like a bank robber working for Brinks? Yeah. Well, they say, the best way to rob a bank is to own one.
There you go. That's the robbing the people that put their money in the bank. And, in a lot of cases, in one case here, they've got several cases, they have sex offenders they're paying to babysit kids.
Mm.
So it says advocates such as Maria Whalen insist the vast majority of babysitters were above board and that the 14-year-old federal state program is key to helping parents work their way out of poverty. About half of the subsidies are in Cook County, where they are administered by nonprofit Illinois Action for Children, run by Whalen. So she gets half of this $750 million, and she thinks it's a good program. Mm. I'll bet. This program that is absolutely essential if we were going to, with a straight face, tell families that if they work and if they continue to develop themselves, we can help them make a difference for their families.
Hey, Mark, I'd like to see her paycheck. I'll bet it's six figures.
I would. There's a lot of bureaucrats out there that make a lot of money. It was something, I think it was $82,000. I may be getting this wrong, but it seems like it was about 82,000 federal employees are getting paid more than governors of states. So, yeah, there's a lot of money to be had. And these big blue states like Illinois, California, New York, New Jersey, they've got, big money for their bureaucrats. You can be sure of it. Program administrators have gotten national recognition for weeding out parents who don't qualify for the subsidies, but records show they're struggling for years to weed out disqualified babysitters such as Osborne, this fellow that had the sex crime. And, I get where they're coming from. If you want people to work, they have to do something with their kids, and it makes it very, very tough. My wife is a stay-at-home mom. She takes care of my son, Jack, and, we do that basically because I work and she doesn't. But the welfare state breaks up families. It tells them that the man can't be in the house. And obviously, in some cases, they do manage to do it, but it doesn't create those strong family bonds that keep people in situations where, they don't need that mom. It can be mommy care instead of daycare. So it all took, all it took for Osborne was a 2004 application mailed in with the help of his sister, whose two children he would be paid to watch in her Englewood apartment. She was able to pick the babysitter, so she told the Tribune she didn't worry about her brother hurting the kids, but she did worry about the state objecting. I thought he would be rejected, she said, but they didn't. I never got a call. They never asked about it. They should have. The program has long barred those convicted of sex crimes and the most violent felonies, but Osborne wasn't spotted because of how the form was filled out. They asked him if he'd ever been convicted of any crimes, and if so, which ones. His response showed drug trafficking, a crime which at the time didn't disqualify him. He didn't mention the prison stints for rape, robbery, and kidnapping, which would have, and there was no record anyone checked further. At the time, the state trusted Osborne and tens of thousands of other applicants, to be honest. And this is really the point that I wanted to make here. I'm not trying to rail on sex offenders. Not saying that I'm dying to have sex offenders babysit my kid. I can assure you that would likely be a disqualification for babysitting. But what it bothers me is just how inefficient these programs are. They're convicted sex offenders, not one, but several convicted sex offenders in the state of Illinois getting paid for babysitting by the state. And that doesn't speak well of their vetting process. You know, a guy just lies. This is a lie, as far as I can tell, on his form.
Well, if a private daycare center did that, they'd be put out of business.
Oh, God, they'd be sued.
I mean, big time.
Huge. And, you know, this guy lies on his form, and nobody ever checks it. You know, why isn't somebody checking somebody's work here that's getting paid for this stuff? Because they don't have to. Because working for the government means never having to say you're sorry. And that's what it all boils down to. Nobody's getting fired for this. Nobody's even getting their hand slapped. The politicians are coming up with new, more Byzantine rules that you'll have to jump through all kinds of hoops to get this free babysitting money. But, and I'm sure Mr. Osborne did a fine job of watching these kids, right?
You know? That's why I can see him with a clicker in his hand. He's watching Oprah, you know, and the kids in the toilet, you know, drinking out of the toilet for the dog.
You're lucky if he's in the same house with them. I mean, lucky. Who knows what's going on? But his sister's not worried about him watching her kids. I'm not worried about it either. But I gotta say that this is just extraordinarily inefficient. And I think that most government programs are run this inefficiently, and it just doesn't get talked about.
The good thing, though, is that because it's a sister's kids, the sister's probably pretty tough on him. So if she found out he was not doing, babysitting them properly, I think she'd probably come down on her brother.
She's probably tougher than,
a bureaucrat would be.
I would agree with you on that. And in this case, essentially, you can pick your babysitter. She was comfortable with him. I guess I'm comfortable with him. Whatever.
There's a lot of stories out there of uncles molesting their kids, and you find out about it years later.
Yeah, just because he's charged with rape doesn't mean he's a child molester.
Sure, that's true.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet?
Yes.
You're tired of banks charging you fees?
Yes.
You want to take back control of your own money?
Yeah.
Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. And you can buy them. You know, transfer them to other people free. I think there's a fee generally to sell Bitcoins. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't sold any myself. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. You find out everything there. It's weusecoins.org.
Very, very innovative concept.
It is an innovative concept, and I think that it could. It has the potential of really changing how the world monetary system works.
Mm-hmm.
That was the idea behind PayPal initially, and you know, obviously it got co-opted or whatever, but you know, people made money during that co-opting. Could be you. Bitcoins. Weusecoins.org. Let's go to Kevin in Indianapolis. Kevin?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, I heard the other night when you guys were talking about needed money because Ian wasn't there, and you know, you were having to pay for his services now. And
couldn't
what
hurt.
I thought you could do is maybe sell T-shirts that said Free Ian, that kind of thing. Or
yeah.
how about this? Every night for 10 minutes, the highest bidder calls in, gives you a credit card number, or somehow you transfer the funds, and you give them 10 minutes on air, uninterrupted.
Oh, boy. That could be really bad, Kevin.
You're going to have to obviously screen it, but, I mean, you talk about free talk, but yet you want to raise money somehow. What do you think?
I think I'm going to ask Ian.
You don't want to pray in that bad, huh?
Well, it is free now. You can talk. You can come. You can talk freely, and you could get 10 minutes on the air if your point is good. And
I don't think I'm interrupted.
Well, sure.
You know, what I mean is, you know, you must not want to free Ian from jail that bad. If you,
the money's not going to free him. I mean, there's really no amount of money can free him.
Well, I don't know about that.
And it would help pay for what you're having to use.
It's not a terrible idea, and I will float it past Ian, but I suspect it'll get nixed. I know how our program director / Ian is, and this is day 22 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up. And speaking of which, Kevin, thank you for the call. I had thank you. I had a conversation with Ian today, and so I have a little update.
By phone?
By telephone, yep. Apparently, as for those that are in the know here, paying attention, he had put in a motion to reconsider, and that Judge Arnold, John Arnold, I prefer not to call them judges, John Arnold, the man who, you know, proposes to have jurisdiction here, claims that you know, that everything was fine and kicked it back with no explanation. Now, there does have to be an explanation because he filed in on what, Article 18, which is cruel and unusual punishment, disproportionate punishment to the crime.
Mm-hmm.
The other three people who did this, they either had their charges dropped or got no time or anything like that. So he was the one of the four people that did this, got 90 days. The only one that got sentenced to really anything of that he had to do. There were certainly suspended sentences and that kind of thing. They suspended part of his sentence, too. They gave him a year, suspended everything but 90 days, which was a departure up from the 60 days that the lower court had given him. And this, but the judge gave no explanation. So kicked it back with no explanation. Apparently, John Arnold retired, or is retiring this week.
Oh, made his mark before he retired. Huh?
Apparently, there is some kind of there's a brand new judicial committee, oversight committee, that has been put in place by the Free Staters and Liberty-type activists in the New Hampshire House in order to rein in some judges that just think they can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a complaint about John Arnold in there from a father. You know, one of these fathers that's having a terrible time dealing with the courts as far as seeing his kid. Now, remember, the guy who set himself on fire in front of the Keene courthouse a few months ago, Tom Ball, he was in front of John Arnold, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, apparently this judge has a high capacity to be able to just sort of ignore people's unhappiness with his services.
And it sounds like he's not being fair and impartial. He's maybe involving his own power trip in the sentencing?
You'd think that a person who was being paid to arbitrate would do a better job at making you know, all the parties happy. That's what I would believe somebody who's good at arbitrating would do, is that they would at least be happy enough that they don't set themselves on fire. Because that's a high level of unhappiness with the level of service that they've managed, that this guy was getting out of the court for over 10 years. And you know, the criminal charges that he had been charged with were dropped. He just wasn't being allowed to see his kids for no good reason. I could go into the story, but we've gone into it in the past, and that's not really what this is about. This is about John Arnold, and so I guess for whatever reason, he's resigning, and Ian was putting in another motion. So apparently his other motion is now going to get seen by another judge, which could only be good.
Yeah.
Now, some new guy coming in, I'm not imagining that he's going to be really zippy and responding to these things, and I'm not 100% sure how long they have to do this stuff. I think that the state has 10 days, and I'm not sure how long the judge has to respond, probably as long as they want. Ian could be out before this happens. But you know, folks like hope, and here's a glimmer.
Certainly.
I would not. Once again, smart money's on 60 days to 90 days for Ian. The reason I'm not counting down is because we don't know. He was sentenced to 90 days. They have a good time system there. He could be out as few as 60, but I would think that they're somewhat inefficient in the administering of that. That 60 could probably be, you know, 65 easily, and they'd still feel like, oh yeah, you got out in good time, isn't that great? And so there's no reason to try to, you know, imagine that you're going to.
would you consider Ian a model prisoner?
He seems to be doing what he's, you know, what's expected of him.
Yeah.
He's,
well, I think he's a model citizen in so many ways.
He stood in front of that police car because he believed what they were doing was unjust. No one can. People can argue that Ian is annoying. and I will concur with them. I have worked with the guy for the last decade. I know him probably better than anybody at this point.
I'm sure Gandhi was annoying to some people too.
I don't know if Ian Zagan is our modern day Gandhi or not, but history will decide that. But you can't argue that Ian's not moral. Ian's extraordinarily moral. He's immoral in a way that most people can't be. And he just takes this stuff so literally and means it. And,
I agree. And I think about him every day. And even though a lot of us might not agree with him on everything, including you and I, Mark, mm-hmm. You got to respect him. He's principled. He's moral. He's honest to his word.
And, I frankly, the way the court treated him seems vindictive to me. There's so many things wrong with his particular case. Just, he was the lady that they were trying to cart off for drinking beer was like 40 feet away from a restaurant where people were drinking beer. So she was 40 feet from the beer drinking zone.
Yeah. She was having her boobs painted, too.
Right. So that much is true.
Yeah.
The judge called him the leader of Freekeen, which who's the leader of Freekeen? What are you talking about?
Well, the website
like
isn't.
A criminal mastermind.
Right. But the website is probably in his name, I would imagine.
Yeah. But he's not talking about Freekeen as a website. He's talking about Freekeen as a movement.
Yeah.
And as if he leads those people there. The judge, when Ian asked the judge who he represented in the court, mm-hmm. the judge said he represented the state. The state was the man standing next to standing next to Ian claimed to be the state also. So apparently the judge was representing the prosecutor. I mean, that's just right. The term that these people use.
Yep.
All the other guys got 0 days. The cop was waylaid maybe 45 seconds. 90 days for 45 seconds.
Sounds like a railroad to me.
And the speedy trial thing. It was more than a year ago. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll free call in line, 855-450-3733. You know that cigarettes are not good for your health.
No.
In some cases, you know, a lot of people dying from lung cancer, it's probably from cigarettes.
You ever notice when people smoke a lot, when they laugh, they cough?
Yeah, they you know, you hear stories of people that live to the layer 100 that smoke and stuff like that. And I'm not going to say that those things don't happen. But I am going to go out on a limb and say the cigarettes are very bad for most people.
I call them coffin nails.
Yeah, they're not particularly good for you, generally. I think that there's, you know, I think that there are people that have just, you know,
incredible genetics.
Yeah, incredible genetics, constitutionally strong lungs, whatever. But you're really playing the lottery if you are expecting to be that person. Well, there is a better option. It's called an e-cigarette, and it is 22,000 times healthier. Now, the internet's full of e-cigarettes, and you have to be careful of which one you're getting. If you don't get the one with a big enough vaporizer unit in it, it's going to be an unhappy situation. It's not going to be you're not going to enjoy it, and you're going to go back to cigarettes. But if you get a good one, like Vaporsmith's, with a big vaporizer that, you know, is a nice sturdy construction, you're going to be happy with it and you're going to use it. So go to Vaporsmiths.com and you can get a free starter kit. You can get free shipping if you just purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine in them, with coupon code FTL. Now, you'll already start saving money when you switch to e-cigarettes in general, because it's just cheaper. There's no taxes on it, and it's a more cost-effective product. You can get the free shipping and the free cartomizers with the 40 cartomizers by using coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com or calling 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. And it is a nice unit. It has some weight in your hand. It feels like it's, you know, constructed nicely, and my experience with it was that it was. So here's an interesting article from telegraph.co.uk regarding climate change. Now, I have, been watching this climate change thing, and I'm kind of curious about it, because the science shows that carbon dioxide in these models that they introduce, that increased levels of carbon dioxide do increase, that it is a greenhouse gas and it causes, heating. But this is the globe to heat more. But that doesn't take everything into account. Mm-hmm. One thing, when you have more carbon dioxide, is plants grow more.
But, Mark, the science is settled.
I'm not sure that the science is entirely settled.
Doesn't that make you suspicious when someone says the science is settled? Do this. Let's do the carbon taxes because I want to make I want to make billions of dollars.
I think that the science is settled on some things, right?
Well, yes and no, to a certain level. But science is very nuanced.
Admittedly, those science will put finer and finer points on some things, but we have a pretty good understanding of gravity at this point, for instance. However, when it comes to this climate change, I do think that there are a lot of people that are getting that have potential to make a lot of money, have made a lot of money.
Sure.
They have the potential of making a lot more.
Well, when WikiLeaks came out with that whole expose on East Anglia University fudging the data, I read through the emails and I read through the source code, and it was obvious to me that they were trying to fudge the data to keep the, because they were upset that the warming trend had stopped and things were getting cooler now. And also just the coefficient they put in the source code to make the graph look like it was getting warmer. There are a whole bunch of other factors. There's also the factor that over time...
I couldn't understand this stuff when I looked at it. I saw some scientists that didn't really like the idea that the public didn't believe them. I saw that.
Sure. But see, a lot of other agencies, even like NASA, was told to use the data from East Anglia University. So a lot of the scientific organizations around the world were using that data, which was faulty. And then if you consider also that the measuring tools that they used to measure temperature, some of them weren't even around later on in the years of the so-called data, because they were either in rural areas and they were taken out. Most of them were taken out in rural areas where it was cooler.
Yes,
when the cities when the cities expand, they have more heat because more concrete.
Sure.
So there are a lot of things that really made that. Even if the study, if the data was accurate, which it wasn't, it was fudged. But even if it was accurate, it's still suspect because of the methodology.
So this article, very interesting. Seems like there's some new information out. This is from James Dellingpole, and. You know, I still think there's more, more space to go here, but I think one needs to keep a skeptical eye. Also, even if global warming is true, even if man-made global warming is true, I should say, I think that the worst organizations to handle this are governments.
Sure.
They're the very worst organizations, because generally whatever governments try to do, they fail at and then get more money in order to fail more so they can get more money. So if you believe in man-made global warming and this article by this guy is wrong, and it may be, I don't know this. I'm not going to make that claim. I simply don't know. The last thing you want is an agency of monopolistic coercion taking care of this, because
that's right.
They're going to screw it up.
Big time.
The only thing that's going to save the world is, scientists with working on technology, if this is the case, working on technology to fix these problems.
Well, the man-made emissions in this world, obviously the sun has probably more to do with climate, in my opinion, than anything. But
it is a big,
even the human factor, I'm all for reducing the human footprint on this earth. That's a good thing. And you won't get any argument from me about this, but the human factor, the human portion of this warming or whatever emissions that humans make, a lot of it has to do with the fact that our energy system is being run by cartels.
Mm.
If you want to drive a car right now, an electric car, there aren't that many good ones because technology, there hasn't been an incentive for technology to make
sure.
An electric car that most people could use. Now, there are some now, but they're really expensive, and the resources... Yeah, but the resources to make an electric motor and batteries is still pretty heavy.
Those batteries scare me.
Yeah.
they bother me with the way on the environment, what they do to the environment, those batteries.
Well, a few years back, you had done the story about the water car inventor who was murdered.
So, I don't remember it.
Yeah, it was a few years back, but I remember that story. It was on YouTube. And there have been numerous stories of other people who have created something that would be more beneficial and less harmful to the earth, let's say, and less resource intensive. But it seems like the cartels that control certain industries want to stay in power. They want to keep making money. And so why don't we talk about the cartels? Why don't we talk about having a free market in energy and in transportation where disruptive technologies are allowed? And then you would see the human emissions plummet. That's my opinion.
Let's go on with this article by James Dellingpole.
Sure.
If Michael Crichton had lived to write a follow-up to State of Fear, the plot line might well have gone like this. A top-secret state-of-the-art laboratory in Switzerland, scientists finally discover the true cause of global warming. It's the sun, stupid. More scientifically, as the Danish physicist Heinrich Svendmark has long postulated, it is the result of cosmic rays, which act as a seed for cloud formation. The scientists working on the project are naturally euphoric. This is a major breakthrough, which will not only overturn decades of misguided conjecture in the so-called man-made global warming, but will spare the global economy trillions of dollars, which might otherwise have been squandered in utterly pointless efforts to reduce anthropogenic CO2 emissions. However, these scientists have failed to realize just how many people, alarmists, scientists, huckster politicians, rent-seeking landowners like the late Michael Crichton's brilliant and, of course, entirely fictional creation, the absurd, pompous Sir Reginald Leeds, BT, green activists, eco-fund managers, EU technocrats, MSM, I guess that's mainstream media, environmental correspondents, stand to gain from man-made climate change, from the man-made climate change industry.
Yes, that's right. And back in 1998, Ken Lay, remember the crook from Enron who's now passed away, he and our former vice president there, you know who, basically cooked up this whole carbon trading scheme. And they were going to make billions of dollars. In fact, the former vice president, Gore, was featured, I believe it was either Time or Newsweek, just before this whole scandal came out, where he was projected to be the first carbon billionaire. So carbon trading is nothing more than another fiat currency, another financial bubble, which they were masterminding, demonizing carbon. Now, this sounds like a conspiracy theory, but this is all documented. So, you know, real environmentalists care about themselves. And if he was so concerned about the sea levels rising, why did he buy a house recently right on the water?
That's a good question.
A mansion.
Well, let me finish this promo here, this imaginary promo. The discovery must be suppressed at all costs. So one by one, the scientists in the Cosmic Ray Project find themselves bumped off. Until only one man remains and must race against time to prove, etc., etc. Except, of course, the real world, the second part, wouldn't happen. No one would need to go through the trouble of bumping off those pesky scientists with their awkward, annoying facts and their proper actual research. That's because the mainstream media and the scientific community would find it perfectly easy to suppress the story anyway, without recourse to severed brake cables or ricin-impregnated hand washes or staged suicides. That's exactly what happened with the latest revelations from CERN over this landmark cloud experiment, whose significance Lauren Salmon explains here. I'll go on with this shortly.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.